From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Vermont State Police are investigating a possible connection between the victim of a police shooting Tuesday morning in Rutland and a man found dead a few hours later in Salisbury. Vermont State Police Major Dan Trudeau says they were not ready to identify the Salisbury victim.
We're treating that as a homicide. It's an apparent homicide to us right out of the gate. We still have some detectives up there, and our crime scene team will be going up to process that scene.
The man killed by Rutland police has been identified as 33-year-old Christopher G. Loris, the eldest son of the former Rutland mayor. State police suspect Loris fired shots at the Rutland City Police Department. No one was injured, but a pursuit resulted, and there was a firefight near Rutland's Amtrak station. Loris was shot and then was pronounced dead at Rutland Regional Medical Center. No police officers or members of the public were hurt. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is feeling much better, that according to a key aide, and plans to use his recent medical situation as a way to highlight his Medicare for All health care plan. Sanders is resting at his home in Burlington after having a heart attack last week in Las Vegas. Sanders said this week it was a mistake for him to ignore some symptoms that occurred in the past few weeks. Jeff Weaver is a senior advisor on the campaign and says Sanders wants to use his experience as a teachable moment for all people.
To make sure that they don't ignore them, that they, you know, seek medical care and get an evaluation if they are experiencing these kind of symptoms. And I think that's a, you know, it's not really a political message, but an incredibly important public service message that folks need to take heed to.
Weaver says Sanders is looking forward to participating in next week's presidential debate in Ohio. Today's Eye on the Sky forecast details mostly sunny, some increasing clouds late in the day south especially, highs upper 50s to low 60s, mostly clear north tonight with lows in the mid-30s to low 40s, and mostly sunny tomorrow with an increasing chance of clouds and scattered rain showers, highs upper 50s to low 60s. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.